Newborn found dead in trash bin at University of Tampa, mother hospitalized. By Catherine Hamilton on April 29, 2024. Police found a dead newborn girl wrapped in a towel and discarded in a trash bin on the University of Tampa campus in Florida on Sunday. The baby was discovered around 7 p.m. near McKay Hall after a report was made of a deceased infant, according to the Tampa Police Department, TPD. Officers also located the child's mother and transported her to a nearby hospital, Fox 13 News reported. The loss of a child is always a tragedy, Chief of Police Lee Burkaw said. As our department actively investigates this incident, we want all expectant mothers to know there are resources available. The Tampa Police Department released the following statement. The Tampa Police Department reminds the community that Florida has a safe haven law, which allows parents to anonymously surrender an unharmed newborn infant 7 days old or younger to any fire station, EMS station, or hospital staffed by full-time emergency medical technicians, paramedics, or firefighters. There will be no questions asked, and no charges will be filed for surrendering a newborn under the safe haven law unless the infant has signs of abuse or neglect. TPD forensic teams were seen near McKay Hall, which is a dorm in the middle of campus for first-year students, according to the report. Students reportedly received a campus alert text message around midnight notifying them of an investigation near the residence building and advising them to avoid the area. The medical examiner's office will conduct an autopsy to determine the baby's cause of death, as well as her developmental stage, Spectrum News 13 reported. No information on the mother has been released. There's no word on if any charges have been filed, according to the report. The University of Tampa told WFLA it is cooperating with TPD on the investigation and is offering counseling and resources to the campus community.